The reading today is from Philippians 4, and it can be found in the Pew Bibles at page 1180. The passage is headed up as Final Exhortations. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the Lord of peace will be with you. Amen.
So, Jen, it's over to you. Lost you for a minute. Let's pray for Jen as she speaks to us. And we'll pray for Jeremy as well. He's out speaking at a different church about CAP this morning too. Father, we just thank you for Jen. Thank you for bringing her to us this morning. Thank you for safe travel. We pray she'll have safe travel home too. And we just pray now that you would speak to us by your Holy Spirit through Jen, that you would inspire us about the work that is happening here in North Devon, but right across our nation and even beyond our nation through Christians Against Poverty. So Lord, just pray we'd be inspired this morning. We'd be blessed and encouraged, but we would be challenged as well. And we pray for Jeremy as he speaks at a different church about CAP as well. We pray your blessing on him and pray that he'd have great conversations with people in the church that he's ministering in this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Over to you.
Thank you. I think this is this already on?
Yes.
I'm quite loud anyway, so I'll try not to be too loud. All right, let me just get my bits and pieces. Loud's good, is it? A loud northerner. Hey! All right, let me get rid of some of the bits. Else they're going to fall off and that'll send me off into a stress. Right, let's pop it all over here. As has just been said, my name's Jen, and I have come from Plymouth, so not too far away, so a couple of hours, something like that. Moved down there because my dad's a vicar, so I come from a Church of England, which is really great. I moved down there to be with my family, married a southerner, so now we've got that brilliant mix of a north and south divide, but it means that I do confuse people when I do church talks about CAP, because CAP's obviously from up north, and I say I'm from Plymouth, actually. So yeah, so my twang is northern, and if I get really cross, it goes even worse, so I do apologise. So I've been with CAP since 2012, and I started as a debt coach at one of the Plymouth debt centres, so the St Budo Debt Centre. I gave up my career in law, and I've not looked back since. I absolutely love it. And I know that not everybody can say that, but yeah, I love my job. I'm really privileged in what I do. So in 2013, I became area manager. So I oversee all the debt centres and all the group services in Devon, Cornwall, and a tiny little bit of Somerset. But funnily enough, you're probably the furthest away in the Devon area for me to get to. So it's a bit of a strange area, but I do love coming and travelling and seeing all the different areas and the different churches. So I'm still involved on the front line too. So our sending church, so I'm actually in a church plant now, but our sending church is the debt centre, and we have a partnership with that debt centre. So I'm a befriender, or do they call them support workers now, or befrienders, Jane? we'll go for support worker. I'm a support worker at the debt centre there, and I'm also a coach for the life skills and the job clubs. So we're halfway through a life skills course at the moment, which is just, well, it's an amazing course. So it's really great to see one launching here. So yeah, so I'm still involved on the front line as well. It's always a great privilege to come and launch a new service in my area. It's a real, yeah, it's a real blessing and it's a great privilege. And I don't get to do all of them, so it's really nice when they send me out to do one like this. And I can't wait to see what God's got in store with your church or community through the life skills that's going to be launched and through the debt centre that's carrying on with Ben and with Martin. I would have liked to have thanked Jeremy, but he's not here. I think he's probably avoiding me, isn't he, Jane? No, apparently he's doing a talk. That's what he's told me. He's doing a talk at another church. But he has been an absolutely awesome debt centre manager here. And the amount of, if we could just pause for a minute and think of all those clients that he's touched, all those clients that he's touched with the love of God and told them about the love of Jesus, yet he's helped them get them on the debt plans and helped them to find a way out of debt, but also he has shared the news of Jesus with them, which is just, it's just amazing, really. And I'd also like to say thank you to everybody who has been helping over the last 5 years, whether that's with the debt centre on a centre visit, whether you've been making tea and coffee at the Fresh Start group, whether you've been holding the CAP services up in prayer, whether you've just been listening to Jeremy or Jane while they've offloaded a hard week. Whatever your role has been, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Because without the support teams, you know, CAP would not work. Okay. But this is where Jeremy's journey doesn't end, because he told me he was going to retire, and then the next email came through that he's now a coach. So he's now a coach with the Fresh Start group, so Jeremy's still there, so it's just great. And I would have really loved to have, yeah, to have celebrated him, but I'm sure that you will pass it on to him. Jane's nodding at me. Yeah, pass it on to him, how amazing he's been over the past few years. But it's also not the end of the CAP Debt Centre. You've got an amazing new debt centre manager in Ben. I mean, he's already chasing me with emails, asking me to do things like that. He's just going to be awesome. He's already hard at work with Martin, his debt coach. So it's not the end of the journey. And if you can keep on praying with him and praying for him and keep helping him, that would be just really, really good. If you don't know who he is, stand up, Ben. That's Ben. So if you don't know who he is and you really want to help, or you just think you might want to help, then come and speak to Ben or Martin, who sat next to him, or Jane, who spoke a minute ago after the service, or come and chat to me and I'll pass on your details. Right, I'd like to start introducing, have we got the slides up? Brilliant. I'd like to start by introducing you to a lady called Jill, who will come up on the slides hopefully in a minute. That's Jill, brilliant. So right now, 14 million people in our nation, like Jill, are living in poverty. And as we'll find out during our time together today, CAP works with local churches just like this one all over the UK, with people whose lives have been devastated by poverty through debt, unemployment, dependencies, and low income. So what unique ingredient does CAP have that changes thousands of lives? What do you as the local church here in Barnstable have? And what do you bring of Jesus? Hope. That's what you bring. You bring hope. And every single person in this country, in your community too, who is struggling with debt or poverty, desperately needs hope to walk into their situation. And that is why CAP's core message is always hope. And it permeates everything that we do. As Christians, we are carriers of hope. And because Jesus is with us, hope comes with us. It doesn't leave us. It comes with us wherever we are. However, on the flip side, our clients' hopelessness also feels real to them. They've not been able to help themselves out of debt or break free from their dependencies or get themselves into work after years of unemployment. And they feel like there isn't a way out on their own, so their hope is gone. However, Job 11:18 in the Bible tells us that God's promise is that you will be secure. Because there is hope, you will look about you and take your rest in safety. So like CAP, I truly believe that the local church can be the hope of the world, a place of safety. That's because we are the hands and feet of Jesus, and Jesus was the ultimate bringer of hope. Today I'm going to show you how you can join CAP's mission and enable hope to walk into people's lives where that hopelessness is set. So let's take a closer look at our understanding of hope. What does it truly mean? If we could go to slide 4. Fabulous. So Psalm 43:5 says as follows, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will praise him, my Saviour and my God." So the Greek word for hope is elpis, which means to anticipate with pleasure and to confidently expect. But the dictionary definition for hope is a feeling of expectation and a desire for a particular thing to happen. So they are quite similar, but there are differences. And I would even go further to say that they do contrast one another. So the world's hope is rooted in desire, which means that the outcome of what is hoped for is uncertain. But our hope as Christians is anchored in Jesus, and we place our hope in him with confident expectation. And that is what shows up when CAP arrives in someone's life. And it's different to anything that they've experienced before, and it cuts through that roaring chaos of poverty. So it's this hope that allows us to keep going when we want to give up. So that hope in Jesus Christ. And it gives us freedom. And it gives freedom to those in poverty and debt as well. And those who are jobless or battling dependencies. So God is doing this by using people just like you and me through the local church. So if the world's looking for hope, then why can't we be the ones to show them? So what we're going to do now is watch Jill's story and just see firsthand what it looks like when hope comes into someone's life.
When I was found myself as a lone parent with 2 young children, I moved back here to Belfast and I was more or less homeless, looking for a home and trying to make a new start and a new life. I felt very, very isolated. Very, very out of control, very depressed and anxious. I literally didn't know where to turn for help. I isolated myself from everybody. Phone calls and all, didn't take anything, didn't talk to anybody because I thought nobody wants to know me. Nobody doesn't want to see you with a sad face or getting on like that. Or anybody I did speak to just said, "Oh, catch yourself on." Nobody understood. You know, it's my first time living on my own too, and sometimes I feel I can't even look after myself, never mind be a mum and a dad. How am I going to do this? I was even thinking of things that it'd be better if I wasn't here, because if it were with someone else, you know, adoption or something, with somebody else that could give them the mum and the dad. And I know some things are going to lack in us, me being a single parent, you know. They're going to miss out on one other parent alongside 24/7. They're going to maybe miss out, you know, financially as well and practically. And I want them to have better than that. And on low days, I thought, oh, it would be better me up there than here with my children. Everything was a big struggle and I didn't think I could do any of it. And they deserve more than me. I literally didn't know where to turn for help. I actually then found the local women's centre. I went there to ask, just, can anybody help me? Is there any place I can go to, somebody to talk to? And they actually recommended the local church, Mount Marion Church, who were running the CAP Life Skills course. And as soon as I walked in the door of that church, people came over to me right away as if they'd known me for years. I felt so at ease, such a warm, lovely welcome. And I just sat down as if they were a member of the family, and they started chatting away to me, give me a cup of tea, and just says, "Yes, you're more than welcome. Let's see if we can help you out." The life skills course really benefited me from a practical point of view as well as emotionally. The course taught me every day when you went to it, it wasn't a case of you can't do, it's let's teach you how to. Learned how to budget, learned how to just basic levels of cooking, and it also helped you learn these things. The most important thing for me was help you learn these things in an environment where nobody laughed at you or criticised you. And there was no comment, and it was just, yes, you ask us what you want us to show you and we'll do that. And very open, very approachable. After doing the CAP Skills course, CAP was very, very generous and really, really brilliant for looking after people and give me the lovely gesture of going on one of their holiday breaks in Castlewellan. The kids loved it and so did I, and they all such have happy, great memories, and we still talk about the things we've done as a family. I'm so happy and positive now, and there's friends I've made on the CAP staff team there at the holiday break, in particular Emma, a girl called Emma, and Jessie. I made sure when the holiday break was over, I says, look, I don't want to lose touch with you guys because you're friends of me and you're such lovely people. I don't want to lose touch. We actually took the kids out on play dates, went to each other's houses with our own grandchildren and children, and we met for a cup of tea, and it's just lovely, and we try to make the effort to do that every so often to keep in touch. At the church, I asked God to come into my life, and I prayed with people, with a prayer team. I need him. I want him in my life. I can't see any other way. That's the help I need and the help I want. And the life I have made for myself since CAP has just been amazing. And even from my children's point of view, I couldn't have asked for a better foundation for them to grow up in. I give Bible readings in church. My kids love to all go into the choir. They participate in all the church activities that are happening. They find it fun and happy and so positive. And their emotional and mental well-being and my own is so much happier because of the life we have now with the church and the friends we've made. It's just brilliant.
There are people in your local community who are crying out for the love of God shown through the local church. Today, you'll be given the opportunity to respond practically to this massive need we have and join in the work of Christians Against Poverty. God, through his church, is transforming thousands of lives, and I'd love you to be part of that.
What an amazing clip. So we could talk all day about the messages of hope that CAP brings to people just like Jill, but I'm going to just do four, because otherwise I'll be here all day. So number one, you're not alone. So 2 Corinthians 1:7 says as follows, "And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort." So some people in their darkest moments honestly do believe that they're destined to be trapped in poverty forever. So they do feel isolated and hopeless. And they do feel like they're going to be in debt until they die, or there's just no hope for them. But CAP comes in, and CAP does help, and it can change people's mindsets. So imagine the hope that is brought about when a debt coach smiles and tells a client that no problem is too big. When we take a budget and it gives them a realistic amount of money for food, because some people haven't eaten, or they've eaten just toast for a week so that their children can eat a decent meal. They can't believe it. And when someone walks into a job club or life skills group for the first time and they're greeted with smiles from people who are just like them, they're still looking for jobs as well, and they're still looking for how they can make these payments or these benefit payments work for the amount of money that they've got. They're no longer alone in isolation, and the shame and guilt are lifted. They realise that CAP completely understands the horrific difficulties they're going through, and it's a reassurance. So a client does feel safe and supported, and they feel part of something bigger than themselves. And CAP's service works, so I've gone on to number two. So Job 5:16 says as follows, "So the poor have hope, and injustice shuts its mouth." For so many of our clients, everything that's happened to them in the past screams failure. So many will have been ripped off by the unscrupulous or let down by systems that have failed them. And they truly think that there's nothing out there that can help them. And I personally have heard many a client saying, "I'm beyond help. There's nothing that you can do, but go on, have a go. See if you can do it." And it's like a challenge, but we know that we can help them. We know that we will send the stuff up to head office and they will come up with a budget, or they will come up with something that can help them. So CAP helps more than 23,000 people every year through their four services. And the four services, if you don't know, are the debt centres, which you've been running for 5 and a bit years now. You've got your release groups, used to be, now Fresh Start. I knew I'd say that, Jane. Fresh Start groups, which is working with those who have got life controlling issues. And then you've got your life skills, which is the one that we're launching today, which is just an amazing service for everyone, really. But it can help you with budgeting, relationships, and how to cook a healthy meal on a low income. And then the final one is the job clubs. And the job clubs is basically what it says on the tin. It helps people to find employment. So Cap Debt helps these thousands who are utterly desperate find themselves able to feed their families, like I said earlier. So 2,500 of Debt Centre clients become debt-free every year. And we don't pay people's bills for them. We don't give them a handout. We just enable them. We don't disable them. We enable them to be able to pay their bills and their debts. We demand justice from the creditors alongside practical help. And every month, £3 million worth of debt is repaid or written off. So last year, through CAP Job Clubs, 805 people found work, which is almost 38% of all those who attend, which is an amazing amount. These are people who've been out of work on average 52 months, which is a huge amount of time to be out of work. And it, you know, the longer you're out of work, the harder it is to get back into work. And once you've got gaps in your CV, then you know, employers are more likely to employ the people who haven't got gaps because they're like, well, why have you got gaps? What was happening? So it's a hard job to do, but we do love getting people back into work. Okay, so CAP's other two services are Fresh Start and Life Skills, like I said, and they helped a further 600 people last year. So Life Skills equips people to live well then when they're walking the tightrope of a low income, like I said. And Fresh Start, yeah, it's just an amazing resource. I think Jane will probably agree with me that it's not an easy group to run, but it is well worth the effort. And again, you're sharing the gospel with people, which is just a huge privilege. So when we explain to our clients how many others have been helped, people realise that they're not alone and that they're not too far gone. And they realise that the services do work. It's tested and proven, and hope walks in. So number three, we believe in you. So Jeremiah 29:11 says as follows, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future." So for so many in poverty, all they've ever heard is that they'll never amount to anything. Once a drinker, always a drinker. Once a poor mum, always a poor mum. Once on benefits, always on benefits. And this is the one that I find hard to talk about. Because I was brought up in a loving and caring home where I was constantly praised, constantly given reassurance. And can you imagine growing up somewhere where that is not given to you and all you've heard all your life is you're not going to amount to anything. You're rubbish, basically. But we can go in there and we can tell them that that's a lie. We can show them the Bible. We can show them what Jesus says. And it's not true. It's a lie. And we can go in there and help them with that. So Jeremiah 29:11 does tell us that God has plans for us that will give us a hope and a future, which is just amazing. And Philippians 4:13 tells us the most amazing truth, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So CAP opens all its services in partnership with local churches just like this one. I know that you've got partnership here, so you've got a few churches. Is it four churches involved? More than four churches. Lots of churches involved in your CAP partnership, which is just amazing. Because the more churches you've got involved, the more help you can get, basically. And the more people you can help, because you can pull in resources. You can send a client who lives in Biddeford to a Biddeford church. You can send a client who lives around the corner from Holy Trinity to Holy Trinity Church. It's just amazing. It's that kingdom building. So the frontline workers in our partner churches tell people, you can do this. You can have a future free from debt, or you can get a job, or we can talk you through how to live an easier life on the low income that you've got. And it's tangible. You see the client walk in on day one of your life skills course, and the heads are down, and they've got no self-worth. And then on Even as quick as week three, you can see them standing a bit more upright. They're talking to you, got eye contact, and the self-worth is just, it's coming back, which is just brilliant. They look physically different. So because of CAP's commitment to equip local churches to reach people, every person who connects with a CAP service will be welcomed into a community that's already there, a loving community just like this one. And they've suddenly got a whole team of people around them that are there ready to encourage them and support them. So when broken people are told about their God-given value, hope walks in. So the final one is the hope of salvation. So Psalm 25:5 says as follows, "Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long." Sorry, my voice is just about to go. So no life is beyond Jesus' redeeming power. Our clients may not believe that God exists, and they might have preconceived ideas about God, about church, and about Christians. I mean, we all may have had that in the past. I mean, I was brought up in a Christian family, dad a vicar, etc. And I just presumed that if I dropped dead one day, I'd go to heaven. And it was only when I was about 16 when I thought, oh, actually, I need to have a proper relationship with God myself. So there's all these different ideas around Christianity that people may have been fed or may have just come up with themselves, or they may not have even heard about Jesus before. And we're given that privilege to share Jesus with them. So every year, oh, brilliant. Thank you. Some of you might have been hoping my voice was going, it's back. So as a result of CAP's work, every year, approximately 1,000 people give their lives to Jesus or make a personal commitment. Isn't that amazing? I was thinking you were a bit conservative then. A bit of a whoop would have been good. So over 1,000 people, which is just wow. So CAP is a ministry that is seeing God's kingdom brought to earth. And today I do want to invite you to be part of that. So how does your life skills group bring hope to people's lives? So for people who are in the grinding battle of low income, your new life skills group will give them the weapons they need to fight back. And your church is joining over 72 other churches that run CAP Life Skills and over 600 churches that run a CAP service. So you'll be joining in over 1,000 frontline workers and 5,000 volunteers to pierce the darkness of low-income life and poverty here in the UK. So when a friendly coach like Jane or her two coaches, Anne and David, welcome them into a group with a warm greeting and genuine care and concern, hope walks in for them. Okay, it's just that lovely smile. And I'm not a naturally smiley person. I think it's the northern thing. It's when you've got a, I won't say what it is, my mum says it's very inappropriate, but when your face drops, when you're resting and you don't look happy, and it doesn't automatically come to people, but if you pray and pray that Jesus will show you how to show that kindness to your clients, to your workers, to your members, then it'll just come naturally and people do see that there's something different about you. So when they discover a loving community that provides a safe and confidential space for people to bring their problems into the open, when they don't feel judged, and when they realize they're not the only people in this situation, and that they can gain the tools to not only survive, but to live well on a low income, hope walks in. So when through the 8-week course, they learn how to budget their money, manage competing household needs, and compare complex financial products. And they'll learn how to shop well and cook healthy, low-cost meals. And they'll start to rebuild their self-confidence. And they'll get some positive habits and solve problems in a constructive manner. And it'll give them peace and self-worth. And when they receive that encouraging text from Jane, and they're invited on a CAP discovery break, which is a free short holiday, to give them a chance to think about God, hope walks in. And finally, on week 8, when they reach the end of their course, and they're confident that they can now go out there and live well on a low income, the light of a new day dawns in the darkness. So this is the service that your church here can now offer out to the community, which is just a blessing and it's amazing. So if you've not already signed up, why? No, I'm joking. If you've not already signed up, then please do go to the creche area, yeah, and sign up to help Jane or sign up to become a helper with Martin and Ben. It is so worth it. So as I mentioned at the beginning of my talk, I will give you the opportunity to get involved with the work of CAP nationally too. So we've got a huge vision to see every UK church playing their part in tackling poverty in this country. And over half of our funding comes through over 29,000 regular supporters, and they're called our life changers. And they give on average £15 a month. And because of them, we've been able to bring hope to over 147,000 people. And without them, we couldn't have done it. So will you stand in that gap and become a life changer today? Whatever you can give would help CAP, whether you choose to give £15 a month or if you can even stretch to £50 a month. But if you do give £50 a month, you can then become one of our vision sponsors. And that's to join one, I think there's about 200 vision sponsors at the moment. And they get the inside track on our latest developments via a personal update from CAP's founder, John Kirkby. If you didn't know who the founder was, sorry. So whatever you would like to give, if you would like to give, then please do pick the forms up. I think I had one every other seat. I didn't have enough pens. So the pens are at the end of the rows if you do want to give. And how you go about that is you fill out the back page, basically. Nice and easy. And in return, well, you've got your two books, your free books, but also you have, you've given to this life-transforming charity, which is just amazing. If you can't give, that's fine. You can still get a book or two books, and then I won't have to take them home with me. But this book is the Nevertheless book, which is the journey of John Kirkby, the founder of the charity. It's an amazing book, so yeah, you can have that one for free. And this one is my... I prefer this one, I shouldn't say that, but I prefer this one because it's testimonies, it's people's stories, it's CAP client stories, and I think there's 12 in this book. So yeah, you can have both books or one either, and you don't need to sign up to be a life changer to do that. You just need to fill in the My Details part so that we can keep in touch with you and let you know what's going on. However, our heart is for the local church, and if you don't already give to the church, then please start doing that and then give to the charity, okay? If you're not already giving to the church, then please do that first and consider CAP as a beyond after that. So thank you so much for letting me come here and sharing my heart for CAP with you. And I really do pray that God has some great things in store for you here with your life skills and the continuation of your debt center and your, I'm going to say release groups again, fresh start groups. It just, yeah, I just really pray that God blesses you, and I'm sure he will. And if you want to speak to me, I'll be at the back at the end. Thank you.